on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Brought to you by Mr. Lube. Ontario is set to introduce a new legislation today that gives the mayors of some big cities expanded powers to try and get housing built quickly. Premier Doug Ford said in his throne speech yesterday that the strong mayor system will let municipal leaders reduce timelines for development and overcome barriers to increasing the housing supply. The system also been criticized by some who say it can concentrate authority in the mayor's office at the expense of local representations. You can add our mayor, Jim Watson, to the list of Ottawa politicians criticizing that plan to give strong mayor powers to the mayor of Ottawa and Toronto, saying he's never asked for it, nor has he ever needed it. Trustees for the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board split over the decision to reopen the debate to make mask use mandatory for students and staff this coming year. Comes after the Ford government announced masking will remain optional in schools. Ottawa Public Health continues to advise residents to maintain public health measures. They would like you to wear a mask in public and social distance to try and stop the spread of COVID-19. The biweekly update from OPH shows that there's a slight decline in the COVID found in the poo water in the area. So I guess that's good. The federal government's still working to meet a year-end deadline to bring in dental care coverage for kids. They're committed to the dental care program, setting aside $5.3 billion over 5 years to pay for it. They agreed to provide dental coverage to low- and middle-income children by the end of the year as part of their conference deal with the New Democrats. But they haven't done a very good job in implementing it, so some say they're just going to give money to qualifying families until they get a permanent program. An OPP in the Upper Ottawa Valley on the hunt for people driving loud vehicles. Operation Decibel will run for the next couple weeks, targeting vehicles with loud and unnecessary noise. Includes vehicles that have had their exhaust systems modified or the mufflers removed. It's a $110 fine if you got one of those farty cars. Now look at sports. Here's Jamie.
Well, the Jays lost again to the Orioles 6-5 at Camden Yards last night. They still sit atop the American League wildcard standings. Look like they want to make things tough on themselves, though. Guys, only 52 games. 52 games. Well, we're getting down the wire.
Imagine, they've played 948 games already. That's crazy.
Crazy. Jose Berrios takes the hill tonight. In case you didn't know, the rescheduled World Juniors from around Christmas time got underway. They're calling it World Juniors Summer Edition. Yesterday, got going with Czech Republic or Czechia. It's really confusing the announcers. They've asked them to be called...
Is it Czechia or Czechia?
Czechia, but then it still says Czech Republic on their... So,
well, jerseys are expensive,
guys,
right?
Yeah, the play-by-play guys are... So Czech Republic, Czechia, because they've been asked. Anyway, Finland and the States, they were all winners. There's been a lot of off-ice news to talk about with Hockey Canada. We'll be able to see some on-ice action this evening. Team Canada takes on Latvia. The National Bank Open in Toronto, that's tennis. That's where the men are playing. They didn't do so hot. But in Montreal, the ladies, Bianca Andreescu, she won her round of 64 match. Both her and Leila Fernandez in action tonight, as well as possibly for the last time, Serena Williams. She announced she'll retire after the U.S. Open this year. She's won 23 Grand Slams. She was ranked as world number one for record 319 weeks.
It's pretty good.
Over her career, not straight.
Yeah.
Not a bad tennis player. And guys, if of the major sports, what would you say is one you could definitely play with a phone in your pocket?
Major sports?
Yeah, like the four. Yeah, like you couldn't do football. It would
like
crushed.
Curling, but that's not a major sport.
Hockey would get crushed.
Uh-huh.
Basketball, you don't have pockets.
Baseball.
Well, it happened.
Astro slides into third. His phone comes out of his pocket. Now that's a first. And there's Adam Hamery. Dude, your phone is down. Hey, right there.
Ridiculous.
Well, the ump had to point it out to him. They lost
or
his
another
phone.
Player being like, that's hey, funny. Bro, like, come on. Professional sport. Why is your phone even on the bench?
It's a bit embarrassing, eh? Well, I mean, there's a lot of downtime in baseball.
I get it. Yeah. Come up with another handshake.
Anyway. All right. Cloudy to start today, clear in this afternoon, high at 25, a little bit humid, maybe a shower tonight, then a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow. By the time the mini masters tease off, a high at 25, and then Friday, mix of sun and cloud at 24. Right now it's 16. That's a late.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Now, Jamie.
Yeah.
Not everybody might know, but your wife, excuse me, is a massive fan of the Loch Ness Monster. She even took you to Scotland.
Yes, we went there on one of our stops on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
After we got married.
To try and find it.
Yeah, we went out on the lake.
Yeah.
On the loch.
On the loch. Loch Ness.
So would she be aware of this recent sighting that's been fluttering around the internet, people talking about?
I'm sure I will get a link sent to me later this morning.
Okay. Well, there's been a picture
okay.
that's been floating around. of what looks like a long-necked creature swimming in the loch.
Oh.
But it is not. It was quickly debunked.
It's not the Loch Ness Monster?
No, it's an alpaca walking in about knee-deep water that somebody cropped the rest of the picture out of. So you just see like the silhouette of a head and a long neck. But it's not. It's just an alpaca.
What a crazy thing. So like one of my favorite animals, like I let you guys know on my affinity for alpacas.
Yeah,
you love alpacas.
And then her favorite thing, the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Put together. I'm surprised I have not gotten like a phone call yet.
Look, our two universes have collided.
Yes.
There's an alpaca in the loch.
Yeah.
I didn't know alpacas could swim.
I
can do a lot of things.
Most don't open the door to Jamie's alpaca. Fetish. Yeah.
Did you know they could swim?
They can do everything.
See?
Well, they can't do everything.
I bet they can
do
math.
They don't have opposable thumbs. They can't do everything.
No.
I bet they can do math, he said.
Maybe.
Probably better than me.
I mean, they might be able to do math. Yeah. I'll give you that. But
So no Loch Ness Monster, eh?
No.
Oh,
so if you get the link, hopefully she just finds the first half of the story with the picture. And then you can let her know that it's your favorite animal, the alpaca, and not her stupid made-up one.
You get
where does it come from? Your wife's not Scottish.
No.
No.
She doesn't seem overly, like,
conspiracy
theory type person. Why Loch?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it's the mystique and where it is. It's a beautiful place. If you get a chance to go, it is.
Scotland?
No, but to go out on Loch Ness.
Not the places I visited.
No, not where you
Scotland? Been. No.
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 I
mean,
I hear there's beautiful places,
there
but whenever I went there with my family, it was just awful.
Well, you went to smoky basements.
Yeah, pubs.
And the odd shopping center. There were no Kmarts in Scotland, but damn it if my mom wouldn't look.
That's why she left Scotland in the first place.
There was no Kmart.
That was it. Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry, James. Going to disappoint your wife, but at least you're happy.
Yeah.
Which is all that matters.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, this has never been a problem for us fellas in this room, but some people do desire to be the most attractive person in the room. we just are by default. Right?
So. I thought you were going to say we just have gave up on it a long time ago.
No.
But there are, discussion of, these are five tricks to be the most attractive person in the room. All right. Okay. So these are just helpful hints from the world of hotness. Shall we, which one do you want to start at the bottom or the top?
It doesn't matter.
All right. Use your hands when you talk.
Okay.
Why? It makes you seem confident and more engaging.
Sure. It seems you're
also
more enthused.
Annoying.
I don't like hand talkers.
If you're if you do a little bit, like to.
Sure.
But I mean, flat out flapping your arms around like a.
Especially if you have a drink in your hand.
Yes.
Splash it everywhere.
I don't. Walk around with wet hair.
What?
This person claims to tend. We tend to think people are hotter when their hair is wet.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you have a Christmas party coming up this year, I'm supposed to go and go there with wet hair?
Yeah.
I'm not sure this applies for men.
Oh, okay.
As much as it does. No, just that one rule. Because, like, when a man comes into a room with wet hair, you assume he's just got a ton of product in it, either, like, gel or grease. When a woman has wet hair, you think, she's wet. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I guess.
Like, from rain.
Rain or the swimming or shower.
I haven't considered that.
Speak slowly, also on this list.
Come on.
Take lots of pauses when you talk. Brushing through your words makes you seem insecure.
Okay.
Taking your time makes you seem relaxed. Also annoying.
Yeah, but like
my 85-year-old father on the phone pauses a lot, and I don't think, wow, he's dad. You're hot. I think
he's also your father.
I mean, get the words out. Yeah, but in no way is it not.
I think there's a limit to the pauses.
Like 40 minutes.
Yeah, he just falls asleep. Yeah.
Smile like you mean it.
Sure.
And have warm body language. I mean, that's pretty obvious, right?
Yeah, but, like, how do you do that when you're not having a good time?
Well, you just leave if you weren't having a good time, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I would do that.
You wouldn't be at this party in the first place, James.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
And have sensual energy.
What does that mean? It
means being confident in yourself and letting your sexual energy flow in your body.
So, like, you show up wearing, like, light gray track pants or something?
With wet hair. Light gray track pants.
Flapping your hands
arms
around
and speaking
talking real slow.
Man, that guy's hot.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
I'd call the police.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah, if you combine them all,
oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that guy's on a list.
He's on a list, that guy.
All right, yeah, ignore everything we said.
The Biggs and Barr Show. 5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Auto what?
Welcome to Auto What. It is our trivia contest, and it's fantastic. 30 seconds, 5 questions. You can pass and come back. You do have to answer them all, obviously. Your first answer for each one is one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And if you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board. We have a big, fancy Plinko board near, and you can win up to $1,000.
We have Denis on the phone.
Denis?
Morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, you?
We're great. What are you up to?
Oh, just going to work.
Oh, yeah. Where do you work?
In Moose Creek.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
What's your social insurance number and your Visa card number?
I wonder what the guy does for a living. That's all. I'm just making conversation.
Yeah, I want to use his credit card.
All right, Denis, are you ready then?
Ready to go. Yeah.
All right, good luck to you.
All right, your time will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. What U.S. state invented the hot dog?
Ohio.
What Escape from New York actor's name were the last words spoken by Walt Disney?
Pass.
What city is hosting the summer edition of the World Junior Hockey Championships?
Edmonton.
What head accessory helped pirates when they went below deck?
Pass.
What is a better movie, Die Hard or Lethal Weapon?
Die Hard.
You don't have time to answer our questions. All right, let's go over your answers. What is a better movie, Die Hard or Lethal Weapon? You said Die Hard, I believe.
Yeah.
Jamie has here Lethal Weapon.
With a question mark. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I enjoyed Lethal Weapon.
Sure, it was more comedy to it, right? A little more comedy to Lethal Weapon.
But it's not Die Hard.
I think Die Hard was a better movie.
Oh, sure.
We'll give him that one.
Die Hard.
What head accessory helped pirates when they went below deck? Didn't he pass on this? The eye patch.
The eye patch.
Because it was kept dark, and then when you go down, you could take the eye patch off, and that eye would
adjust.
Theoretically adjust to the dark. So, what city is hosting the summer edition of the World Junior Hockey Championships? You said Edmonton. That's correct. No, they weren't blind in the eye. They just wore the patch.
They just wore the patch, so then they would go below deck. They would switch the patch, and then their eye would be adjusted.
So why didn't all the pirates have patches then?
Because maybe it didn't really work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And maybe they did.
It's just a theory.
Were you around?
What Escape from New York actor's name were the last words spoken by Walt Disney? I don't know how anyone would have known this, but it's Kurt Russell.
Wait, what?
Like, why were those his last words? So he lost the ability to speak.
Walt Disney's last words were Kurt Russell.
Yeah, but it wasn't like right before he died. But though he lost his ability to speak, so he would only write things. But the last words he spoke were Kurt Russell.
Why?
I mean, he had just signed a Disney contract, maybe, to do movies for Disney.
All right.
No, that's, I'm not.
All right, I'm looking it up.
And what U.S. state invented the hot dog? You did know it was Ohio.
Time and change will surely show how firm thy friendship, Ohio.
So, 3 out of 5, not too bad.
No, not bad, Denis. Especially with that weird crop of questions.
Yeah.
I'd file a report against Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Yeah. All right. But thanks for playing, man. Enjoy the day.
Hey, thanks, guys. You too.
See you, buddy.
So Walt Disney has this crazy career, right? He makes all these things. Like, you have this great, huge legacy, this and that. And then what were his last words? Kurt Russell. Like, there's nothing profound, like nothing.
I'm trying to look it up. See if Jamie's just making stuff up.
It's possible he just made it up. It
says Kurt Russell was on the set of the Universal Studios filming a Western TV show the day Walt Disney died. A contract actor to a 10-year agreement with Disney Studios, the 15-year-old had been loaned out the day. I was shooting a close-up and noticed that there was some hubbub going on off camera. Then everybody went quiet. They were looking at me, and I thought, what the hell is this? The guy came over to me and said, I'm sorry to tell you this, Kurt, but Walt Disney died. They're all very sweet. None of this, but this is the worst written story ever. All right, never mind.
Anyway,
it was the last word.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want answered, text 762-555. We will answer as many as we can.
Do you think Madonna should retire? I mean, it's no consequence to me.
I don't. Any sort of entertainment, there's no need for them to retire.
Yeah, just
you can just, if you don't think what they do anymore is good, just go stop seeing them.
Like, is she coming to your house and performing? Like, unannounced?
It's not a job that could affect others. Like, people that should retire when they get too old are jobs where they just can't do the job anymore because they're like either physically or mentally. Yeah, like, why? Like, the Americans keep voting in 200-year-old people to run their country. That makes no sense to me. But as a performer, if you don't think they're bringing it to the stage anymore, just stop going. Yeah. Stop buying. I don't think there's a need to retire. How old is Kurt Russell?
Oh, I'm going to guess he's almost 60.
He's 71.
Is he really?
Yeah. We're discussing this because earlier,
just guessing.
Earlier in the show, in our trivia contest, there was a question as to Walt Disney's last words were Kurt Russell. They weren't really, but they kind of were. He wrote them down. But,
right. He's a great actor. I like Kurt Russell.
Yeah, he's like a kind of a lovable smart ass. Not too tough, but tough enough to believe that he'd win a fight, you know, but still kind of.
He was great in Miracle.
Miracle was great.
Yeah, you guys love that
movie.
He's
like Executive Decision was a good one.
Okay.
Death Proof.
Tango and Cash. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because he never really like had that run like a Bruce Willis or a Schwarzenegger or like some of the big action
Mel
guys.
Gibson
or even a Mel Gibson.
He was in a lot of like different genres of movies.
Yeah.
Too. Like he's really wide range.
He was in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, good old Kurt Russell.
Speaking of movies, have you guys seen that they're making a Barbie movie with Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, I did see that.
The pictures look ridiculous. I read a thread on the movie, actually, people guessing what it's going to be about. Everyone's hoping they're like, it's like really, really dark. Like a dark movie about Barbie, what she's actually like out of the spotlight. Like she's got like real problems.
Well, but then of course she has real problems.
But then on the surface, she's, Barbie. So they're hoping it's going to be dark.
What's the premise?
No one knows. That's what I'm saying. People are guessing. The main guess is that they're going to be, it's like the Brady Bunch. They live in the real world.
But Barbie wouldn't have licensed them their name if they were just going to make it.
Terrible.
Like she's a heroin addict.
Exactly. Who's trying to recover.
It should be about plastic surgery because no human female could actually look like that. Like the doll.
Why would you want them to, though?
No.
Have you seen Barbie?
Yeah. Poor Ken.
Yeah. Well, Ken doesn't have any bits.
He doesn't have any bits.
He's smooth. Problem.
He is smooth.
Smooth like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
You guys ever make it to lunch without eating what you brought? Just ate mine on the way to work. Leftover lasagna. No, it's tough.
I don't make it.
No, Chris doesn't make it every morning.
I don't make it.
Since I've been riding a motorcycle and it's been way easier.
Yeah.
Because you can't like reach into the bag in the back.
Yeah.
And so that's one way to do it. Get a motorcycle.
Yeah, it keeps your hands busy.
Yeah.
Hard to eat.
Yeah. Why'd you lose so much weight? I got a motorcycle.
Yeah. Just couldn't eat on the way to work anyway.
Morning, lads. Need coffee this morning, but a second cup makes me anxious as hell. How do I cope with being this tired at work? Well, I guess you just got to pick anxiety or tiredness. Don't know what else to tell you, my friend.
I mean, as a quick fix, I don't have one, but maybe consider your life choices. Get more sleep.
Eat
better, exercise. One cup of coffee will probably do.
I can't remember the last time one cup of coffee did anything except open my eyes to full. Man, the coffee addiction is real. What's your favorite annual Ottawa event? Blues Fest. I mean, we didn't really get to experience a whole lot of events our first couple of years here because of COVID. I mean, it's just this last year it sort of started to open up. But yeah, Blues Fest was great this year.
I'll tell you what wasn't a great event. Busker Fest. I went to that a week or so ago.
Yeah.
It was just some fire jugglers. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like impressive, but I guess.
There were more people, like it was on Spark Street, but there were more people just busking like they usually do in the market, and they were way better.
Like I like the spirit of the winter events. I just don't like that it's
Winterlude
freezing.
Winterlude was fun.
Yeah, but it's freezing and it's outside.
Yeah. I don't mind Winterlude when they have the ice sculptures and stuff like that. It's fun to walk around.
It is. I'm not knocking
As long as it's, like the first Winterlude I went to in Ottawa, it was minus 32.
Yeah.
And I didn't mind it.
It was okay. Like I'm saying, I do enjoy it. I just wish it wasn't. I mean, I wish you could have winter when it's not minus 40 so that you could spend an entire day enjoying all those things. I'm going to the Capitol Fair. I think I'm going to check that out this weekend.
Okay.
I don't even know what it's about. I don't have no idea.
It's a fair. Go on the Ferris wheel, play some games, eat some bad food.
I know what a fair is.
Well, that's
I just,
well,
I just don't
is.
Know what makes it the Capital Fair. Did they just name it that?
Because it's in the Capital Region.
Yeah, I think that's it.
But there's lots of fairs in the Capital
Region.
Sure,
well,
there is.
The
Jamie.
Russell Fair is happening this weekend, too. They're going to have a meeting. Wow,
yeah, the Navin Fair was last weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know the Carp Fair is in September.
Saw the Carnies setting up the Russell Fair yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, the Rhines are already.
Are they classic Carnies, like good old fashioned?
I took a look. No, I didn't see any.
No Toothless Wonders.
Not that I saw, right. But that wasn't the people running the games.
Okay. Hey guys, thanks for explaining what a fair is. Appreciate it.
Well, yes.
I mean, it was fairly.
You say what goes on at the Capital Fair?
Well, I mean, like, well, it's just the title's like it's the Capital Fair, but there's so many.
Maybe
fairs,
it's the best one.
I don't know.
Maybe they have better cinder blocks to keep the rides balanced. I don't know.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning to you. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
Welcome to a contest we're calling Tennis or Menace. This is in honor of Serena announcing her retirement after the U.S. Open, so we figured we'd do a contest about tennis. So how it works, okay, we have two contestants on the phone. We're going to give you each five names, like back and forth. You have to tell us if that person, the name we gave you, is a tennis player or a villain from movie or television.
All right. We have Mike and Derek on the phone.
Mike, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
You understand what we're doing?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, our first tennis or menace, Bjorn Borg.
Let's go menace.
Menace.
Bjorn Borg.
Bjorn Borg is a menace.
No.
It's a
Bjorn Borg, very famous tennis player.
One of the greatest tennis players of all time.
It's zero for Mike on that one.
All right.
Chris doesn't. Derek.
Derek.
Okay. What are we saying Chris for?
Because you were looking at me for his name.
Because you had forgotten his name.
I don't think that happened at all. I think I totally knew his name, and I was just pausing for dramatic effect. Okay. Derek.
No chance you remembered his name.
Good day.
Tennis or menace? T-1000.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, back to Mike. Mike's gonna be so mad because you asked that.
We gave him Bjorn Borg.
I thought that was easy too.
Yeah. All right, Mike, you ready?
Yeah.
Tennis or menace? Max Cox.
Let's go tennis.
Yes, that is correct.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Way to go.
All right.
Someone please turn your radio down, one of you,
please.
Derek. Yo.
Tornado Black. Tennis or menace?
That's a menace.
Tennis player.
We're all tied up.
Tied up at one.
Oh, boy.
If you're just joining us for playing our whatever Wednesday contest, Tennis or Menace this week, we have to tell us if they're a tennis player or a movie villain. All right. Mike.
Yeah.
Hans Gruber, tennis or menace?
Menace.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's an easy one. He got his easy one.
Congratulations.
All right, so Derek, if you don't get this one, Mike wins.
No. That's not the case.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
He only has one.
Yeah. I'm doing five.
He only has two.
Mike only has two.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was three.
Yeah.
All right. Derek. Yvonne Goolagong, tennis or menace?
Goolagong?
Yeah.
That's a tennis.
Tennis?
Yeah, that's tennis.
All right. I'll tie it up again.
Two. Mike.
Yep.
Kylo Ren, menace or tennis?
Menace.
Hey, knows the Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Congratulations. That's all right.
Back to Derek.
Now Derek has to get it right, right?
No, we're tied.
Oh, wow.
No, we're tied.
Oh, I know that.
He could tie it here.
I know that, but he could also lose, no?
No, there's one more still after that.
Okay, let's go.
Skylar
White, tennis or menace?
That's tennis.
No, that's incorrect.
That's a menace.
That's from Breaking Bad. She's the worst character in the history of television.
All right, so now if Mike gets this one right.
Yes, he wins.
It's over.
All right, Mike, are you ready?
Yeah.
Tennis or menace? Lottie Dodd.
Go tennis.
That's correct, Mike.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good job, Mike.
Well done, Mike.
After getting Bjorn Borg wrong, he came back strong and won.
And swept the rest.
Yeah.
40 love. I don't know what a tennis term.
Yeah, I think I figured right.
40. He served it to him.
Yeah, not 40 love, though.
Yeah, yeah. An ace.
Yeah, not quite. Yeah.
No, not quite.
You know how many players we had?
You
Deuce.
Won.
Yeah, we did have. We have Deuce players. Yeah. Deuce. We say that now. Whenever speaking of two things, Deuce. Call it Deuce.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, the Deuce of Us went out for
Well, you guys can do that.
All right. Congrats. You got $100 in Lotto. All right, buddy.
All right. Is it Lotto Max or is it 649?
You just calm your horse.
Yeah, don't make me
Chris,
guess.
Chris, answer. What is it?
It's 649.
Are you looking at me to tell you if
you're correct? Yes, you're the keeper of the information.
It's 649.
Yeah!
All right.
Everybody wins today.
Yeah, congrats, buddy. Thanks for playing. Hang on. We'll get your info. Oh, man.
That's fun.
You know what the last one was?
Yeah, what?
Biff.
Biff Tannen?
Yeah, Biff Tannen.
From Backhanden?
Yeah,
sure,
yeah,
that could be last one. Biff Tannen,
Could be a tennis name.
Can't believe that guy got T-1000 right. I thought I was going to throw him off.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Lazy Day, like International Lazy Day.
Yeah.
The celebration of being lazy. And we were wondering, what's the laziest thing you do?
Like consistently? Because we've all done some pretty lazy things.
Either a one-off or just something that you were like, man, I am so lazy. When you know.
Yeah, like I've gotten used to the clock being off in my car because I didn't want to switch it when the time changed. So I just waited till the next time around.
That's pretty lazy. I've done that.
That's like two buttons. It's like 4 seconds of your day right there.
It is.
Yeah, that's pretty lazy. I was trying to think.
Sometimes, later in the winter, if you get a snowfall, I just know spring is coming, so I don't shovel it.
You just leave it.
I just leave it.
That's pretty
lazy.
Is
that lazy?
I don't know. My lazy is an efficiency. Like, if I'm getting up out of bed to go get a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
I will do every other thing I plan to do for the next two hours in that one. Is that lazy, though?
No, that's efficient.
That's efficient.
Yeah.
All
right. Like, I'll kick the mattress as hard as I can to maybe make my phone jump over a little bit instead of just getting up and just sitting up. Like,
that's
really
lazy.
You know what I mean?
That is lazy.
It never works, so I end up doing it and just wasting all it.
Yeah.
What about eating a bag of chicken in bed? That's just gross.
That's just gross.
Yeah, it's not lazy.
So you can text us the laziest thing you do if you want, 762-555, or you can call if you want, 613-750-1061, but most people text. It's fine.
We got some great texts, including, my girlfriend leaves her phone in the kitchen sometimes. If we're both laying on the couch, I call her phone so she gets up to answer it. Once she's up, I ask her to get me a snack or a drink.
Smart.
That's smart. Is genius.
Yeah.
Work smarter, not harder, man.
So smart. Somebody got a delivery ordered because they didn't want to wash a cutting board to make dinner.
That is lazy.
And
so lazy, I still have my winter tires on. I've seen a few people with their winter tires still.
Yeah. Laziest thing I do is I tell myself I can't do anything until after 9 in case they miss something on my favorite morning show.
Oh, so that's smart.
Look at you. Yeah. Look at you.
Who are they?
Yeah. Is genius. Who are they?
Yeah. Are they good? Can we listen?
Are you listening to another station?
Yeah.
We got a phone call, too.
Yeah.
Let's
see. We're working on a pump. At a plant, still matter, but we're on the maintenance crew, and we needed a wrench, and the shop was right across the street. Like, I mean, we're talking 50 feet, and he jumped in the truck, the work truck, to drive across the street to the garage to get the wrench instead of just walking. I said, holy man, are you ever lazy?
Now, that is lazy. That is very lazy. Similar to something you used to do, Jimmy.
Oh, what's that?
When you lived less than a block away from the radio station and you used to drive to work.
Well, yeah, it was early in the morning.
Not
that
once.
Did that increase the distance?
It was an 8-minute walk.
Seven years.
8 minutes?
Yeah, it was an 8-minute walk.
No way.
Yeah, it was pretty far. Yeah.
It wasn't far, but it wasn't. He literally, it was a couple blocks down the road. Like, it wasn't just to step out his door and onto the radio station property.
That'd be ridiculous.
Well, we did work there for 7 years, and you didn't walk once to work.
I walked a couple times when my car was broken. I didn't have a vehicle.
Okay.
So I can count on like three fingers how many times I walked to work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't do it either. I'm just telling you, stop acting like it was.
We got another text to 762555. Usually when I do laundry, I'll forget to fold it after the first load. Then I'll look at the pile of dirty clothes and think there's no sense in folding it now. So I'll wash the dirty clothes and add it to the basket of clean clothes until the cycle continues and I have no more folded clothes. And then they're forced to just do it.
Yeah.
You'll probably have to ask my wife. There's probably a lot more things the they do that thing? Are pretty lazy.
Yeah. Well, you could ask us. We could tell you. But okay. I mean, I would just, I don't want to start.
I'll try and be self-reflective. Like, I will take a dirty dish over and I'll just put it in the sink and not wash it until there's more dishes because I don't think it's worthwhile to wash
until
one dish.
There's more. Oh, I see.
That's not lazy though. You're just being best practical because you do end up washing the dishes.
Yeah, but now sometimes my wife ends up washing them. But it's lazy on my part because it would take just a few seconds to wash the one dish.
Is it lazy to be smart though? Like this is when I like, some
that's
of
the
stuff's
thing,
just
right?
smart.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Everyone loves calling it lazy. Why? Because I'm smart.
It's true. I'm doing it. A different way?
Yeah, a more practical, logical, and less effort way. Like I said, I will lay out 4 hours of things I think that I have to do and try to get them all done in 5 minutes so I can have the rest of the 4 hours, you know.
No, that's fair. Like
I would never remotely think of that, calling that lazy.
If I have groceries in the car, I will back the car up on the grass closest to my door.
Yeah, it's a thing. Pretty lazy.
Like, well, I live in a fairly rural property, the parking area is a little bit away from the door, but I mean, it's not that far away.
Like, what do you save, an extra 10 feet by doing that?
A little more, but yeah.
A couple more texts. I ride in my lawn tractor and use my leaf blower out the side.
Instead of blowing, you just blow that.
Yeah,
Why don't you just use the lawn tractor? Just put the blade on. That's what I do.
Just mulch it all?
Or just use the wind from the blower.
Yeah, that's what he's saying he's doing. I'll ride at my lawnmower and use my leaf blower. Oh, like he holds the leaf blower.
Yeah, he's giving yourself extra work, man. Yeah. You don't need to do that.
And the laziest thing I've done was come to work, not actually work, and just watch YouTube videos. That's everybody. Don't worry about it.
You're not alone.
Nobody in this room. We are 100% focused on our task every morning, including the Dougielands coming up.
The Biggs and Barr Show. It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Hey, welcome to the Dougie Line. This is the spot where you get to shine and show the city, tell the city what you want. Just leave it on an answering machine, 216-3849. Then myself, my friend Jason Barr over here, and my friend Jamie will comment on it. What are we starting with, James?
Well, if you didn't know, which you should, but whatever. If you didn't, we do a podcast every single day. We take our show and all the music's out, and it's just us blabbing away. Anyway, a fella heard something. And he thought he'd call the Dougie Line.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was listening to a podcast from yesterday, and there was a bit about putting grapes in your mouth and just spitting them at each other. When we were kids, we used to have what was called a cherry seed fight.
Yeah.
Put a handful of cherries in your mouth, and then you just spit the cherry pits at each other. Highlight of that activity, managing to spit a cherry pit directly into my cousin's mouth. Oh, boy.
That's a pretty sweet shot.
That's disgusting.
That is a pretty sweet shot.
Being young and being a boy.
I grow fun stuff like that. We used to do spit races off of bridges, stuff into the creek. Not like you would spit on the concrete and then you'd have to keep spitting and watching it roll down to see which one's dripped off first. Not just like spitting over and see which one hit the water first. No, this was way more in depth.
So much more in depth.
Yeah. Jason, I know you love when I bring this up because it makes you so proud, but that one time your two boys were shaking salt and pepper shakers on each other's heads.
Yeah. At our Christmas show.
At our Christmas broadcast.
In a restaurant.
In a restaurant. Yeah,
that's true. Like, they were.
It was the highlight of the day, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
What are they, 13, 14 at the time? Yeah, something like that.
I want to say 15, 16 probably.
No, they weren't that old.
But still.
I mean... They might do it this weekend. I don't know.
What else you got,
Jared? All right, here we go. A guy who's watching Survivor Man. Okay, he's got an issue.
Okay.
I was watching Survivor Man. I'm sure you guys remember that show. I just discovered that all the episodes are uploaded to YouTube, so I've been grinding through that. And such a good show. Reminds me of being a kid, like watching that stuff, getting interested in it. And I did find that the only moment of that show I absolutely hate is when he takes out his f***ing harmonica starts to play it. It made me realize how much I hate the harmonica. How do you guys feel about the harmonica?
I mean, I don't mind a well-placed harmonica. Sure. I also watched Survivor Man recently on YouTube because all of them were up there. Great show. Les Stroud, good guy.
Yeah.
But I always did find it curious when he would bring out his harmonica.
He's bored.
He is bored. That's,
he's
that's
by
why
himself
he does it,
in the middle of nowhere for weeks sometimes. What else are you going to do? You got to play the harmonica.
It's low, would burn low calories. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I suppose you could make a drum kit or something.
There's two fitting places for a harmonica. In a Western movie, when okay. it's like uh-huh. the sun is setting and it's just a, like softly okay. played. Uh-huh. And then during a kick-ass rock tune when someone just starts wailing
on
one.
You don't mind that?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I do like it.
There's a guy, his name is Joe Pug. He's like, I guess, a
dog
folk artist.
No.
And he has a well-placed harmonica in his songs.
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I mean, if you're just going, in my ear, like a Christmas gathering with some child gets a harmonica.
And they just, breathing in and out.
Yeah.
That thing's getting punted across the road. Yeah.
It broke. You know, Sorry about your gift.
That's a shame. That is a top five annoying sound. Child with a harmonica. Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Like they don't even move their mouth up and down. They just pick the same spot and just inhale and exhale.
And there's only one choice because you can't hurt the child, right? So you just destroy the harmonica.
Oh, so I ran it over. Where did you leave it?
Hey, you got another gift. Come open this one.
Yeah.
Out the door. Anyways. Good times.
All right.
Watch that show, though. It's a great show.
Survivor Man is great.
Yeah, it's a great show.
I love when he injures himself and calls himself stupid and stuff because he's not paying attention. Yeah. He's all dehydrated.
So how long is he out? Isn't he only 24 hours? No.
He's done different scenarios.
He's done 24 hours. Okay. He's done a week. He's done a few days. Okay. He's done all different ones.
I prefer Alone. I love Alone, the show.
But it's
Alone.
A different type of show.
That's a game show. Alone is how long you can. This is him teaching you what you need to do if any of these situations happen. And it's not all blowhardy and Americanized, like Bear Grylls or whatever his name is. He's just down to earth. Here's what you do. Here's how you live.
Canadian fella.
Yeah. I have learned stuff from him.
Sure. Check it out. All right.
Like when you're doing stuff outside, take your jacket off. Because if you sweat, you die in the winter.
You sweat, you die. That's
what he
says.
You sweat, you die in the winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. The Biggs and Bar Show.